Hi there, I'm Jonathan Kidd. Welcome to my wander around the accents of Great Britain and the world. We'll start in this first part with London, England, UK. Now, lots of people speak like this in London.
Hello, mate. Lend us 5 quid, please.
Now, that is Cockney. A quid is a pound. That's about a dollar and a half. As with any accent, there are variations on that. But many Londoners have the RP or received pronunciation accent, which is this one. Hello. Can you lend me 5 quid? RP is supposed to have originated with King George II in the 18th century, who was a German, yeah. And he spoke like this.
Hello there, how are you today, my courtiers?
Yeah.
Can you lend me 5 quids?
And the courtiers, to make him feel at home, all copied him.
We are very well, thank you, your majesty. Here is a fiver.
You see, they try to sort of sympathetic German, but a bit English. And it caught on. Soon, all the aristos spoke that way.
Hello, hello.
Before that, everyone in London apparently spoke like this, with great East Anglian influences from the east of the country. Aha, where can I find a nice tart for a fiver, my good man?
There'll be a house of ill repute just over there, sirrah, next to the baker's.
There's a theory that the great Will.i.am Shakespeare spoke like that, and all the plays were performed with that accent.
To be or not to be?
That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind, where's my 5 quid, etc. But I digress. The RP accent can move all over Britain and is not just confined to London. It is the accent of the posh. To be posh is upper class. There are posh in every city. The expression well-spoken used to be applied to it. If you wanted to get on, you used to have this accent.
Not anymore.
In these ever-changing times, a regional accent is considered more real, more genuine than RP. To be posh is considered to be untrustworthy.
Hello there, can you lend me 5 quid?
In a northern accent is more likely to get you the result you want.
Why, of course, mate, here you are.
Whereas,
Hello, can you lend me a fiver, dear boy?
Will result in the response,
I don't think so. You've an untrustworthy voice, so sling your hook, you posh twat.
A twat in UK English means a person. A posh twat is a posh person, unlike the coarse version used in the United States, of course, which we won't be discussing. Now, you may notice that that was a different RP voice you heard a moment ago. There are many versions of posh. There is the lipless posh.
Hello, are you all right?
The very posh.
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
The very, very posh.
I'm suffering from a hangover, actually.
And royal posh, my favourite.
My husband and I named this ship the Queen Elizabeth.
Drunken posh.
Hello, give us a kiss, you gorgeous beast.
And so posh, I can hardly speak.
Hello, I got a stable of fellow ponies.
And of course, there is camp posh.
Oh, get in the knife box, too sharp to live.
Deep camp posh.
May I examine that orifice, Minister?
Deep old camp posh.
Oh, that's a nice piece of meat. Oh.
And of course, so old, it's mumbled posh.
How dare you, you blasted blighter.
As well as theatrical posh.
This is a lovely sausage
and angry posh. Bloody hell, get out of my garden! Angry, hugely superior posh. I refuse to speak to an insect like you. The Reverend posh.
You may kiss the bride.
Young posh.
Where's my inheritance?
And of course, an accent that is fast disappearing. Cockney man trying to be posh.
Hello. May I carry your bag, sir?
No one nowadays aspires to be posh. That's why you won't hear it anymore, except in places like the Houses of Parliament and in the stands at Chelsea Football Club. An easy way to be posh is to open your mouth wide and try to make a noise. Go, wah! Then the accent should follow uneasily on one note.
Wah! Yes, all my investments are index-linked.
Also, you have to use the word one for I. One does not do that, instead of, I don't do that. One would like 5 quid. An interesting thing about the very posh is that they have no emotion about terrible things that happen to themselves, as in,
yes, I had my leg blown off.
Notice I said off instead of off. But when it comes to animals, they get very annoyed.
Would you believe it? The man had the effrontery to kick my dog.
Good. In the next video, I will be discussing Cockney. Thank you very much for your time.